on Dragon's Palace. The palace, also known as the Palace of Marquis of Villa Sierra, is, without doubt, the most important monument in Rwanda. Legend has it that this building was the residence of the King Abdelmalek or Abomelek, the son of the Sultan of Morocco, Abulhassan. The most important work was carried out on the building during the Christian period, like the courtyard that is nearest the Tajo, which is reached through the garden. It is a unique courtyard in many ways, with its triple series of low arches on three of its sides, which stand of some web-built brick walls and marble columns and capitels. A fine molding made of brick which projects out over the framework of the arch, creating a continuous horizontal stretch which follows the line of the arches. The cornice is also created using molded bricks and leaves a thick stretch between it and the part of the arch, which is also decorated by wonderfully intricate and colorful tilework. The curved triangles between the arches and the frame that they sit inside are also decorated with circles that have a clear Renaissance style. The second courtyard is from the late Gothic period and has a front with stone columns with capitels, which are also used as supports for some wooden stocks that provide access to the next floor where the archaeological museum is found, with its different rooms. The courtyard at the entrance is also exquisite, with galleries on two of the walls, half-pointed arches, decorated friezes, metopes and cornices. There is a very similar courtyard as this one, which was built in Seville in, what is known as the now disappeared, Patio de Levis. In the 18th century the exterior facade was built with some complicated and detailed stonework involved. The noble main hall is worth special mention for its impressive mud-edge wooden martyr. The town's archaeological museum is located inside.